Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to bruxnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies today. Northwest winds 5 to 15 and highs will reach the middle 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s early Monday morning, mostly sunny upper 70s Monday afternoon, and a couple of sprinkles will be possible. Currently 59 degrees.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass and a lot of great new music to share with you this week. From Steve Thomas and the Time Machine to Red Camel Collective, Danny Roberts, and my very special guests, Scott Vestal and Eddie Sanders. We'll be featuring tracks from the brand new CD, Born to Fly. So sit back and crank it up. We're going to get things underway right now with a brand new one. And I want you to pay special attention to this kickoff. Unlike anything I've ever heard in bluegrass music, here's Jason Carter and Michael Cleveland with Outrun the Rain.
Rattle at my window, a shadow at my door. Trail of shattered dreams and schemes that haunt me to the core. Your promises lie broken, but vows you took in vain. But pain be damned, I'll take the stand and outrun the rain. Starting down the highway, doing 80 on 65. The heartbreak in the rear view keeps the tears out of my eyes. Ain't got no destination, I'm like a hobo on a train. Anywhere, I don't care to outrun the rain. I won't cry, cause you don't love me. That would be a crying shame. I'm moving on now, best I know how. Steering clear of memory lane, outrun the rain. Of forever, sacred bond of trust, shattered till the end of time and scattered with the dust. My taillights in the twilight fading out across the plain. I'm a moving on into the dawn and outrun the rain. I won't cry, cause you don't love me. That would be a crying shame. I'm moving on now, best I know how, steering clear
memory lane, out from the rain.
Wilson Clark out to the west. A pioneer before the rest. John paved the way to the west.
Big sky caught my eye. Dreams open wide across the great divide. You'll find me out on the other side until the day I die. You'll find me out on the other side until.
Oh, there's the brand new one from Darren Nicholson. He debuted that at number one, by the way, on the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey, one called Big Sky. Well, speaking of brand new ones, we just got a whole lot of them here in this first hour. We're going to bring around Danny Roberts right now, of course, of Grascals fame, and his brand new single. This one's called The Drifter.
Thank you. three decades, Blue Highway has been one of the world's most revered bluegrass bands. And October 9th through 12th marks the third annual Blue Highway Fest in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, featuring the Del McCurry Band, Rhonda Vincent, Larry Sparks, Russell Moore and Third Time Up, the Travelin' McCurrys, Authentic Unlimited, Scythian, more than 25 top bands. BlueHighwayFest.com for tickets and info, BlueHighwayFest.com. The can't-miss event of the year. We'll see you there.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
She haunt me. Why's her memory so hard to lose? I gotta go faster. She's coming after. I know that she'll be here soon. So here I go, chasing that midnight moon. Here I go, chasing that midnight moon. Can't see sneaking up on me, getting right out of the blue. She says she don't want me, so why does she haunt me? Why's her memory so hard to lose? I gotta go faster, she's coming after. I know that she'll be here soon. So here I go, chasing that midnight moon. Here I go, chasing that midnight moon. Oh, I can tell, time for me to travel. Oh, I can tell, time for me to run. Going down the highway, nothing in my way. Chasing that midnight moon. Trouble behind me is trying to find me. There's nothing else I can do. She says she don't want me, she haunt me. Why's her memory so hard to lose? I gotta go faster, she's coming after. I know that she'll be here soon. So here I go,
did not move. Here I go, chasing that midnight moon.
The music of Eddie Sanders here on Into the Blue, and one that has already enjoyed 4 weeks to date on the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey. You'll find that on his brand new CD, Born to Fly. That's called Chasing the Midnight Moon. Scott Vestal driving the five, and both those guys are sitting with me right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Well, many great songs on this album, and we're going to be getting to a lot of them. That one's called Chasing the Midnight Moon, a song that you had a little help writing with one of our good friends.
Yeah, we're glad you shared it with the world again right there. That's written by myself and the great Glenn Duncan.
Yes, he has been in our thoughts a lot lately. What's the update?
He's doing really well. He's progressing, and things are really looking good, and we're proud to say that things are looking up.
Well, let's talk about Glenn for a moment, because you and Scott and Glenn, the three of you, have a little business venture going right now, a little label concern called True Lonesome. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. It's a new record label that we've just recently started with. This album here of mine, Born to Fly, is our first release. Glenn's working, if the listeners don't know, he had a stroke back in December, and he's in the recovery process now, but he works as a producer for us on the label, and Scott's doing some producing work and has the great underground studio that he has there and does such a great job playing and recording, and Scott's a partner with me in True Lonesome Records. We just did the great John Cowan fiction album that's soon to be released, and we've got the Vestal Brothers. We've got a new Tim Crouch patriotic album coming out very soon, and a couple of other artists that we're in talks with currently.
I always just have to shake my head when I think about the fact that we have a member of the Doobie Brothers here with us in this little genre called bluegrass. Such a wonderful thing to have him here and certainly on your label. We're going to talk more about John Cowan in a moment, but Scott, I want to turn my attention to you and talk about a new thing you got going with your brother Curtis. It's a little band called the Vestal Brothers.
Well, Curtis started coming over, and he was writing some songs and wanted to record them. So we put together some people that we like playing music with and recorded them. And it just turned out that when Eddie and I started working together on this label, he was asking me to put something out. And I've been so busy with other projects that I didn't really have anything ready to do myself. So I told him about the stuff that Curtis and I were working on, and he said, oh, that'd be great. So let's do that. So that's kind of how it all came about.
Well, you guys have a lot of history playing together, going back to the early days of your family band. You started a group called Southern Connection. Russell Moore was in that group with you guys. And you went on to join up with Doyle Lawson as Quicksilver. So a lot of history in the playing together here. And we're going to give a listen to the very first single from the two of you in this new formation, the Vestal Brothers. This one's called Let Those Fingers Fly.
I've been all around this country. I've traveled from town to town. No, I'm not in the circus. I'm not a rodeo clown. I do a little bit of picking and singing on the side. So sit right down and we'll show you how. Let those fingers fly. Let them fly high. Let them fly. Let's do the Sugarfoot Rag. Let those fingers fly. Thank you.
grandpa's fiddle and bow. We were hooked on old time music, and away we would go to the festivals and the rodeos. That's where we learned to play. I'll never forget those good old days with fame and on that stage. Let them fly high. Let them fly. Let's do the Sugarfoot Ranch. Let those fingers fly.
Vestal Brothers here on Into the Blue, the very first single from their upcoming release. That's called Let Those Fingers Fly. I'm Terry Heard. You're listening to the very best in bluegrass on Into the Blue with my special guests, Scott Vestal and Eddie Sanders. A short break, and we'll be right back with more from the new CD, Born to Fly.
There's a place in Kentucky where the world changed. A place where a young boy discovered the joy of music and would go on to create one of the world's most celebrated genres. This September, thousands will gather at the home place and surrounding hills of Jerusalem Ridge near Rosine to celebrate the music of Bill Monroe. Bluegrass. Plan your pilgrimage at JerusalemRidgeFestival.com and come home to the place in Kentucky where it all began.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, this is Meredith Heckman, and I'm running for county clerk. I would be honored if you would vote for me this Tuesday so that I may serve you in the coming years. This message has been bought and paid for by Meredith Heckman for county clerk.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by Friends of Rob Summerfield.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies today, northwest winds 5 to 15, and highs will reach the middle 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s early Monday morning, mostly sunny upper 70s Monday afternoon, and a couple of sprinkles will be possible. It's 63 at our studios.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll all live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I'm good as gone. Today the wind's nipping at my heel. I'm passing cars like they're standing still. Time to hammer home, 'cause there's a storm in my rear view and I gotta get back to you now. This old truck knows it's time to grow. Girl, I want to be back in Tennessee. I'm running empty with this heavy load. Time to hammer home. I know you'll be safe from harm, but I've got 200 miles to go, so I can't take it slow. Time to hammer home. There's a storm in my rear view and I gotta get back to you now. This old truck knows it's time to grow. Girl, I want to be back in Tennessee. I'm running empty with this heavy load. Time to hammer home. Storm in my rear view and I gotta get back to you now. This old truck knows it's time to go. Girl, I want to be back in Tennessee. I'm running empty with this heavy load. Girl, I want to be back in Tennessee. I'm running empty with this heavy load. Time to hammer home. Thank you.
called Hammer Home. My very special guest, Eddie Sanders. And yeah, there's that Scott Vestal driving the five string. Good stuff. That's a song that you co-authored with Steve Leslie. Can be found on the new CD, Born to Fly. And a little surprise happened during that session.
Yeah, Steve is a great writer, a great guitar player, a jazz type of guitar player. And we were writing that. That was actually his idea he brought in that day. And we were talking about my trips from Oklahoma to Nashville, driving, and how you're in a hurry to get either to Nashville or back to Oklahoma, and probably the fact that I drive really fast, so I hammer home. And that's where the idea came from. But he throwed me a curveball on the course with some of his style, how we go from the minor to the major. We were talking about if you're a songwriter on the course. So it was a good time writing with Steve.
In your days back in Oklahoma, your dad ran a pretty famous bluegrass festival, and that's where you came across many of your connections and really solidified your love for bluegrass.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we started that probably when I was 12 years old, and we ran that for 30 years, the Sanders Family Bluegrass Festival in McAllister, Oklahoma. But we had everybody. Monroe was there every year, Bobby, Sonny. I mean, I played with Monroe myself as a guest there. With, I still listen to the recording the other night. I did Cabin Home on the Hill with Bill, mm-hmm. and hanging out with the Lewis family, the Sullivan family, gospel groups. But we had Scott. We were talking earlier, every time Scott had a different band, we hired him, because my dad would all say, well, that's Scott Vestal's band. They've got to be good, you know. So we would always hire him. So I've been hanging around. Scott's an Oklahoma guy originally, too.
Right, and then moved to Texas, I guess, at 3 years old or something. So you probably don't have a lot of memories of those days.
But. Well, my grandparents were still in Oklahoma, so we lived with them in the summertime. And so really kind of back and forth. I've probably lived in Oklahoma as much as I have Texas.
So we've been knowing each other for several years and really got close with this new label. But, yeah, our times started with a lot of the great traditions in bluegrass, anybody and everybody. We actually, the only thing that I regret is we had Lester Flatt booked to play in June at our festival, and he passed away in May.
Wow.
I was so excited as a young kid that Lester Flatt was coming. And then he passed away seemed like 2 weeks before. I don't remember the exact date, but that was always, and it's still to this day. I mean, it's on my mind that I missed that.
What a memory. And Scott, I want to talk to you just a little bit about this new song that John Cowan has on the True Lonesome label. It's called Fiction, and I know you've been friends with, both of you have, with John for a long time. You used to work in his band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I helped him start that band. Yeah. Johnny Statz and Larry Adamanuk on drums, yeah. and Jim Hurst and I all got together and started the John Cowan Band.
I got to see that band play at Cafe Milano, and I couldn't tell you what year it is, but it had to be 98 or maybe somewhere in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it started in 96, possibly.
Okay.
So that would have been, yeah.
Yeah,
and
somewhere.
I was there for about 6 years.
But you have signed him to the new label, the True Lonesome label, and we have a single out. It's called Fiction. Tell me about this song. Eddie, you co-wrote that with John.
Yeah, John had called me. We were writing some songs. He wanted to write original songs for this album and asked if I would help write. I said, oh, I'd love to. So we started writing songs. Scott and I wrote, I don't know, 3 or 4 with him. And then this is, Fiction is one that John and I wrote together. This was his idea. He likes to read a lot. He said sometimes that he just wants to get away from reality of the world and go to a place of fiction. And he called me on the phone. He said, can you help me write that? And I said, I'd love to write it. Let's do it. So we wrote that in the next couple of days. And I think it turned out great. And I think the song says a lot about what John wanted to capture with his thoughts.
And a full project on the way, mind you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that is the title of the entire album.
Right.
And we'll have a new single coming out here real soon, the second single to follow that I think everybody will love as well.
Well, let's enjoy this one right now. In the moment, John Cowan on Into the Blue with Fiction.
Thank you.
escape and find a place where I can run and hide away. I'm tired of living, I don't know that I can even last another day. I've had enough of all this truth, I don't need to see more proof. It's plain to clearly see what's going on. I've been around the world for long enough, think I understand what's right and wrong. I got a bookcase full of words and rhymes telling me the end of time is near. Songs and favorite words on paper, in black and white they make it all so clear. They fill my head with all this friction, maybe I should read more fiction. Turn the page and then just move along. I don't need them reminding me, I think I understand what's right and wrong.
Got our very own Doobie Brother right here in bluegrass music. Hey, what more could you want? John Cowan here on Into the Blue with Fiction. That is the new single from his upcoming release on True Lonesome Records. A special thanks to my guests, Eddie Sanders and Scott Vestal. I'm Terry Heard. You're listening to Into the Blue, a short break, and we'll be right back.
I've been using GHS strings since I started playing music full-time some 30 years ago.
Chris Jones for GHS Strings.
Tone is so important to a bluegrass musician, and GHS strings have consistently delivered the tone I need on stage and in the studio.
Use GHS strings for the passion, power, and performance in your music. And check out Chris Jones and the Night Drivers at chrisjonesmusic.com.
You found the heart and soul of bluegrass. This is Into the Blue.
Headed for New Orleans, there she goes.
It up. The person next to you loves this stuff.
It's a material age we're living in, where the one who dies with the most toys wins. Well, you can take that stuff, stack it up to the sky. It won't mean a thing on the day that you die. Get love coming down from heaven above. Get love, that's what life's made of. Everything else gonna come to an end, but
Vegas, you gotta have the best. We're so busy getting, we're forgetting to see what we need most of all. We can all get for free. Get love coming down from heaven above. Get love, that's what life's made of. Everything else gonna come to an end. But if you've got love, you win. Same human race. See, if you really want to make this world a better place,
brand new one from Steve Thomas here on Into the Blue. That's called Get Love. And we're going to push on through right now with a little help from Daniel Grindstaff from his new one, Heroes and Friends. Here's When You're Smiling.
Thank you. serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, in his first interview since dropping out of the race, told CBS Face the Nation internal polls showed him in a neck-and-neck race with former President Trump.
But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races.
He said he'll support Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, Trump's running mate, Republican Senator J.D. Vance, told ABC's This Week that despite the shifting race...
Look, do I think President Trump is actually as confident as he pretends to be in public? Yes, he actually is. But we still have to work very hard.
U.S. Olympic Committee says it will appeal the decision to strip American gymnast Jordan Chiles of her...